Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right, time to break the Ravens' defense down on film. Before we do that, Gianna Hahn tweeting this out from the Baltimore Banner. Kyle Hamilton, Ronnie Stanley back in practice today.
That's huge. I just saw a little clip of Stanley at practice. Because like last Friday, he couldn't even put weight on his ankle, so there was no way he could play. But he looks pretty good. There, you know, so that's a big help because like I said earlier in the film, Nope Boom was awful. Now, when we look at the D,
yeah,
you know, and Kyle Hamilton was back, which will help him, you know, and it's going to be interesting to see because I think Kyle Hamilton is going to be, you know, lined up close to the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be like a third linebacker playing the run and the pass in blitzing. That's where I think they're going to try to get some of that from. But when we look at where do we want to start? Let's look at the defensive line. Jenkins does a good job, like, stacking at the point, but he plays in a really small area, and he's got to keep his shoulder square. But, I mean, he's one that can get off of blocks and can penetrate a little bit. You know, Travis Jones, I mean, he just kind of turns his body, goes down, and it's like he's trying to take two, but he's not doing anything. You know, there's no punch. There's no explosiveness. And he just kind of caving down. Urban's a good rotational guy. I mean, the more if he has to play a lot, then it becomes a hindrance to you, you know, and it hurts you. Peoples doesn't get to, Bob, I said it earlier in the week. I thought Peoples it was advantageous to play Peoples because the centers and the guards were not quick, and a quick guy caused them a lot of problems. Simmons from Tennessee last week wore them out. So I didn't quite understand that one. And none of those inside guys at all got any pass rush. And Okoya, 91, he's just a big body. He just stands up, you know, and he'll run into the ball every now and then, but he's raw. And then the pass rushers are just awful. You know, I mean, none of them even get close. You know, they don't really try a lot of stunt. Mike Green, you know, I mean, he stacked a little bit in there against the run. I didn't see any really quality rushes from him where, you know, if you just watch, you say, you know, because I've said it in the past, Mike Green showed some flashes. I didn't see a flash rushing the passer by anybody, really. You know, I mean, you know, they get a nice blitz, and Keon Martin jumps off sides. It was a little big for him Sunday. You know, he had two penalties, got beat a couple times, and, you know, playing the nickel spot, the thing about playing a nickel spot, got to be able to tackle, you know, and he's 170 maybe. So him coming up, you know, in a hole, like Marlon Humphrey could come up and make a play in the back. It's kind of hard for him. So that was tough. Lowry made a nice tackle like on the second play of the game when he was up around the line of scrimmage. Otherwise, thought he struggled. I thought he was late on a lot of stuff, and I thought Keon Martin was late on a lot of stuff too. Just recognizing things, they didn't do it. TJ Tampa was playing so far off they could get a 5-8 yard play anytime they wanted. I mean, And maybe it's because they were afraid that they were going to run by him. But, I mean, the play to Nico Collins, I mean, the third down, just pick. What do you need? 5, 6, 8?
Right.
You got it. You know, I mean, come on, TJ. You know, he's not a burner, but the thing that he was real good at, he's real good at, Bob, is jamming at the line of scrimmage. Be aggressive. You know, if you're going to go down, if you're giving up 44, let's be aggressive and let's make them make some great plays, not the easy play. Thought they attacked the middle of the field pretty, you know, because of Simpson and Buchanan. They attacked the hell out of the middle of the field, and those guys both struggled there in the pass stuff and recognition and stuff. Thought Simpson at times did a decent job in the run where he kind of fit in there and found a ball and, you know, made a couple plays here and there. And Buchanan thought, you know, Buchanan had a ton of tackles, a lot of them down the field. That dude plays hard. But I'll bet you, Bob, there was 3 or 4 plays where his short arms came into play. You know, whereas if his arms were a little longer, he makes the play. He tips the ball. You know, those kind of things. But he's a good football player. He's just limited, you know. But he plays hard all the time and he competes, you know. And he dove at Stroud on the one, you know, and his arms were too short to get him. Wiggins, he was playing soft. I mean, Bob, they were just like dropping back. And all the linebackers were real deep. They were anything underneath, they gave them. They gave them, and you're missing you're not tackling well. So why do that? You know, so Starks had some tackles. Starks was up at the line of scrimmage quite a bit, you know, and they'd get caught up in the stacks and stuff, you know. So maybe that's why Harbs thinks that they can fix it if, you know, they replace Lowry and they place Keon Martin. And, you know, maybe Bob, they're playing 3 safeties instead of playing Keon Martin and Lowry. Those 2 guys are out. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see what it is. But the defense right now is awful. It's awful. I mean, that wasn't even watchable, that stuff, because of missed tackles, missed alignments. Guys get hooked all the time. You know, they're getting outside and, you know, they don't stay in their pass rush lanes. I mean, just fundamentally, Bob, if you're a coach, you want to throw up just because fundamentally it's so bad. And they probably had 20 mental errors at least. So they deserve to lose by that much because, I don't know, they're not doing a lot of things right on defense.
And this, look, they rock bottomed against Houston, I guess. Yes. But even with their complement of players, it's a weekly thing where you're doing the film study and missed assignments.
Missed tackles.
Mental errors. Lack of pass rush.
It's every week.
Ongoing theme. So Rams are coming in with that high-powered offense. As we said, opening of the segment, Hamilton and Ronnie are...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back. No Roquan, no Awuzie, no Lamar, no Ricard, no Marlon today.
See, I'd say all the guys that didn't practice today, Bob, won't play Sunday.
So Travis Jones, he's not on here. So, hey, rise to the occasion.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, I don't know if he gains weight during the season, Bob, because he looked much more svelte. You know, in training camp and stuff, and quicker and more explosive, and now it's not, you know. So it looks like we're Simpson and Buchanan again will be the guys. We'll have new safeties. Pass rushers, adios, Oway, but otherwise everybody else is the same. You know, so what's going to change a lot?
We'll find out in a couple of days. We come back, go to the Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. Inside Access will take over at 2 o'clock. Don't forget, four baseball games today. Some teams, four of them, trying to stay alive. And the first one's coming up at 3:08 as Detroit trying to stay alive at home against Seattle.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.